Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. Nope, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grillin' mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get out in your backyard and fire up a grill, smoker, or that deep fryer. I tell you what, Mother Nature is shining on us. We got this feels like summer, and I just got to get out and do a little barbecue. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
You got that right, Jop. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. It is the Grillin' Guys, so it's the weekend.
Yeah.
It's here, baby. And it wouldn't be fair to talk about this weekend without doing a little bit of chit-chat about last weekend, because Jop and I and hundreds of our listeners had an awful lot of fun Saturday. As cold as it was, we had fun.
Yeah, the it was snowing sideways, and we just have to give a big hell yeah to the people that showed up at Chase Creek Smokehouse up there just outside of Reed City for our Operation GI Barbecue fundraising event.
That was pretty impressive. All the people that, I mean, they were there specifically for that. They didn't just come for the blessing of the bikes. They came for the blessing of the weather and the troops. So it was. I got to tell you, very heartfelt and from our perspective, and we appreciate all those that came. We certainly appreciate these people that came and just pulled their wallets out and bought stuff and donated. I mean, just kept throwing money in the pot. We reached our goal. We had over $5,000, and so we have enough money to now ship our loads. First load going out next week, and we could still use a little bit more, because I have a feeling when it comes time to deliver these next two loads, we're going to be squeaking the checkbook out. But just God bless you all. Thank you so much for what you did. It was. I'm still in awe, and I'm not only in awe of the listeners, but the real thing is what Pat and Linda and the staff at Chase Creek Smokehouse did to make us feel welcome and to prepare their facility for us. I mean, they built a big patio, fire pit, outdoor bar, and Pat says, well, I was going to do it anyway. Yeah, but dude, he had it done for this, a stage for the band.
On wheels. This is the first one of those I've seen, and we're not talking a 10 by 10 stage.
No.
This thing had a roof on it like a bandstand. I bet it was 40 feet wide and 15 feet deep.
Like an amphitheater.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. But it was on wheels, so
you
could move it around, man.
Anything half, you know what, up there.
Yeah, it was cool. But no, Pat and Linda were consummate hosts.
But their help.
Right. If you've not been there, Chase Creek Smokehouse, 131 north to the Reed City exit, go west about 6 miles to the little burg of Chase, Michigan. There's an antique shop on the corner. Turn there. You'll see that you can't miss it.
Can't
what a wonderful
it.
Place. Great destination for you to go. Barbecued food was awesome.
It's an experience.
Right.
If you go in the main dining room, and we didn't get a chance too much, but they have a ceiling fan with, like, I think there are 15-foot blades on it.
Right.
It looks like something Howard Hughes would have built.
Right.
And, if I think about it, Pat is kind of like Howard Hughes. He's one of these eccentric guys who just has a vision, and he built this place and rebuilt it after it burnt. And he keeps just making everything bigger and better. And Linda, of course, really the truth of it is, and it's a secret, but Linda really, you know, calls all the shots and runs the place. Pat just signs the checks and lets her do what she wants. But
whatever the formula is, it works, brother.
It's a great partnership. Yeah, she works really hard to run that staff. And I just want to say that their staff is stellar. And we love you ladies, because it's almost all women. There's a couple guys running around there doing the heavy lifting, but those girls have been with him a long time, and they're just a delight.
you know, and the kind of people they are, and they'd be embarrassed if I say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. The lady that runs their kitchen, they gave her a gift. The Chase Creek bought one of the Henry rifles that was on our auction and gave it to their kitchen manager so she could give it to her husband.
I didn't even know that.
For their anniversary.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. I mean, what a cool little story the story. But yeah, that's just the quality of people they are. And the kitchen manager didn't know it was coming. And so she was able to give this gift to her husband. And he was eyeing it up and wanting to bid on it. But no, we really can't afford that because, you know, it went for quite a bit of money. But at the end of the day, what a great story. I mean, it's those little things like that.
Well,
that make
and Chase Creek also, you know, put in a lot of money. They paid us a buck a beer and paid us for all the chicken dinners. And it was
right.
It was fantastic. So hats off to them.
Many of our sponsors stepped up. And we had people up there donating stuff that just drove in.
Okay, how long have we been on the air? 6.5 years?
Right.
That's the best event we've done in 6.5 years.
Right.
Can you remember a better one?
No. It just all came together in spite of 40-degree weather and snow.
Can you imagine
sideways.
If it wasn't cold, the biker turnout we would have gotten?
Yeah.
Because we had hardcore bikers there. I mean, guys and women and all leather and suited up, and they were there. They were there.
And let me tell you what, they came from a long ways away. One of the guys that bought one of the bonefish packages that was there was from Niles, clear down on the border. And he rode his motorcycle up in that 30-plus degree weather to be up there for that. And just cool stories all around it.
Yeah. But. So the Operation GI Barbecue thing is a success, and we're so happy that you've all helped us. If you haven't donated, we're probably going to do it again. We're going to keep this fund rolling. Go to gibbq.com, hit the donate page, throw a couple bucks on there, and if you love your troops at all, we're just trying to do our little part to bring some peace, love, and barbecue to American forces.
And we're going to be doing that. Like I said, Barbecue Bob, and we're going to be headed down to the military base.
Fort Bragg,
and drop off our first batch of all the fixins to them down there.
Yeah,
and
a big shout-out to American Stockyard Barbecue Sauce, Original Juan. .com. You can go to originalwan.com. They donated like over $15,000 worth of sauce. Parker Charcoal out of Tennessee. Honestly, phenomenal charcoal we're bringing to our troops. I got a couple bags for you too.
Right. We actually ordered an extra skid for us. That's how much we like this stuff. So it's cool. The whole thing is just very cool. But anyway, coming up this summer, we got a lot of events that we're doing. A lot of different people are ringing our chain, and we really enjoy that and appreciate it. June 18th, Bob, what's this Porkapalooza thing?
I am headed, June 4th, I'm going to go to Minnesota and work with Tony Courthouse at Qtopia Barbecue. He's got a very successful barbecue team there, and he's an old friend of mine from back in the smoker days.
Yeah, we've
had
him on the show, I think.
Yeah. He's got a big barbecue shop called Qtopia in Minneapolis, Minnetonka, actually. And I'm going to do a barbecue event with him and his team. They're like the number one team in the state of Minnesota right now. So I'm going to brush up on competition. And then on June 18th, I'm going to be up at Porkapalooza in Edmonton, Alberta. It's barbecue fest, and my company, Arctic Spa, is going to buy one of these big American barbecue system smokers because they want one for corporate. And we're going to have our first ever barbecue team, and I'm going to head that up, and we're going to go in and compete downtown Edmonton right at the Eskimo Stadium. That's their Canadian football team.
Right.
And they have a big festival going on there, and so we're going to throw down the gauntlet. There's a pork challenge we'll be doing Saturday, and then Sunday is the official KCBS tournament.
So you're heading up an international team.
Yes.
Going up there. So,
and I'll tell you
what,
man. I'm a little scared because the teams they've got coming in for this are big. You should see the pictures on the site. They have equipment that is, fold out partitions to keep you from seeing what they're doing.
Yeah, looks like bigger partitions. Ain't always better, brother. Bigger ain't always better. Just bring your A game. But you are, you know what? You're smart. You're going up there to Minnesota to do a little brush up in a competition before you head up there.
Because it's changed a whole lot since you and I did one.
Yeah, and you'll be hearing more about this, but on that same day, June 18th, when you're up in Edmonton, I'm going to be over at Garrett's Appliance on the southwest side of Grand Rapids, and there's a giant open house and outdoor cooking event that's going on there.
We do that every year.
Yep, we've done it every year.
And you're going solo this year.
I am. That's okay. There's a little bit of competition there, but not much. And basically what we're doing is we're helping all you guys figure out what the right grill is for your backyard. And that's a great place to do it because on that day, we're going to be actually demoing almost all the equipment that they have.
Ton of food.
There. Yeah, and a ton of food will be given away. But anyway, should be a lot of fun. We got a lot of busy things going on this summer. And coming up next, we're going to break this down. This is part of my one of the favorite shows we do is because we're going to break this down to the basics this week and get into some fundamentals of grilling for those of you that are maybe aren't 100% sure of what's going on in your backyard. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back. Come on, baby.